Uploading.
3, 2, 1.
Winner! Well, welcome everybody to another episode of the Backstage Banter.
Banter
podcast. Yes, if you.
Sounded like Johnny did a burp and a talk at the same time.
Why are we talking about burps all the time?
You always, when you two are together, you always talk about burps. You
I do. Why is everyone trying to include me in their weird business?
Anyway,
I'm normal.
As you can tell, it's been a bit of a wild day on set.
It has been a wild day on set. Welcome. If this is your first time checking out the podcast, welcome. We've got a whole bunch of other episodes you can listen back to. But if it is your first time, this is where we take a moment during our filming day.
That's right.
And we just record our chat because we spend a lot of time sitting around waiting for the next thing to happen. And we have some pretty good chats.
A long time.
Honestly, so long.
And we don't want to do the work ourselves, so we make podcasts.
Don't tell the people.
That's not fair. We do help.
We
just don't know how to do some stuff.
I don't know how to push record on a button. Anyway, who are we? What, the roll call.
Who are we?
Who are we?
Harry's
we
here.
We are besties.
Harry's here. Roll call. Roll call, please.
Annalisa's here.
Johnny's here. I don't know what's wrong with her today.
I don't know either. You probably need to ease up on the coffee. That's what you need to ease up on.
Okay,
guys, today's topic. We're going to rank out of all of the breakfast cereals you can get in New Zealand. So we're going to limit it to New Zealand.
I don't like breakfast cereals.
Oh, well, this is not going to be fun for
not
you.
Gonna be a good
we're going to rank our top three favourite breakfast cereals in New Zealand.
Oh, actually, no, I've got one.
Okay, I remember a while ago on Arise Kids TV, you did a Weet-Bix eating competition.
Oh, the worst
with
ever.
With Noah.
Yep.
And you were versing Rex.
You did verse Rex.
Did Noah beat you?
Noah did.
Destroyed me.
And your youngest son, Arden, who was maybe 3 years old at the time.
Yeah.
He almost beat you.
He thought he could eat 57.
He was actually two.
But he couldn't eat
57. He was two at the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
He actually almost ate more than me. Yeah.
So
that was good.
We're gonna list off some cereals now.
Ooh.
Okay. And you can play this at home as well, or wherever you're listening from,
Solid.
The car or wherever.
yeah.
We are gonna now officially, this is the official Arise Kids breakfast cereal power ranking.
Oh, heck.
Wait, how do we decide what's number one?
Well, we argue about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Discuss is perhaps a nicer way of doing
discuss.
It.
All right, I'm going to put it out there straight away. Number one, Cocoa Pops.
Ooh, no, I reckon Honey Puffs are up there.
Oh, bam.
Why are you joking?
Veto!
Honey Puffs! Okay, but have you ever put Honey Puffs in a cup and then put your tongue on the Honey Puffs and then the Honey Puffs stick onto your tongue and then you eat them dry with no milk?
It's disgusting.
Bethlehem,
that's
what have you done
to
her?
It's just that's what I do.
Disgusting. Okay, here's what I think is better than Cocoa Pops.
Tell us.
Is that what you said? Cocoa Pops?
Cocoa Pops, yeah. And
I
Honey Pops.
I feel like
you're
going to come with some weird like haggis in a porridge or something.
Harry's from Scotland, if you guys didn't know. He was born there.
Okay, I'm torn because I think there's a few cereals that we have to discuss, okay?
Sure.
I do think Cocoa Pops are in the top three. I think they're somewhere. Maybe a fourth, potentially.
Fourth!
Maybe. Depends on how good my cereal options are.
I sound really passionate about that.
You did.
You did.
Fruit Loops, they got to be in the conversation.
No.
Oh, what the? No way. Fruit Loops are the best.
They're so yuck. Oh,
it gives me so much pain thinking about it.
So good. Okay, here's an underdog. I'll give you an underdog. Rice Bubbles.
Oh, I do like a Rice Bubble.
Rice Bubbles, it is not chocolate Cocoa Pops.
Do you know when I was
a kid,
we used to put milk on it and then the Rice Bubbles would be like...
Yeah, they talk to you.
And then we'd be like, oh, my Rice Bubbles are talking to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's cool, eh? That's a whole vibe.
No wonder you guys are married.
Okay, and here's another one. I'm going to put my last one for this little round.
Tell us.
Into the hat. Sure, or into the bowl. Mm. That's better because that's where cereals go. If you're eating cereals out of a hat, stop it, you weirdo.
Don't do that.
I'm going to say Crunchy Nut.
Oh,
have you ever had Crunchy Nut?
Crunchy Nut.
It's a supreme breakfast cereal.
What I would say about Crunchy Nut is that the cereal itself, average. The adverts they did for it, great.
They used to have good ads on
really
Crunchy
good
Nut.
Ads. Really good ads.
Also, I would like
there's so many cereals, guys.
I'd like to add another late submission,
okay.
Which it's a cereal that doesn't actually exist anymore, but go with me for a second.
Oh,
it's a mix. Hold on.
It's a mix between. Okay.
They used to make it, a mix between Cocoa Pops and Rice Bubbles, and they called it, wait for it, bugs in mud.
Yeah,
it's a New Zealand cereal.
Yeah,
and it was like average. The mud was the Cocoa Pops, and then the rice bubbles were the bugs, and so it looked like you were eating bugs in mud.
Yeah, bugs in mud, I must say, is not that great of the option.
It's not. It's not even in the top.
I liked the idea though. I just like the idea of mixing cereals.
Because here's the thing, we're not just going to list every cereal.
Well,
we're trying to find the top three.
Well, Nicole would like us to, but we're not going to.
Nicole is mouthing cereals at us.
Yeah, she's
like nobody's business. So, okay, Johnny, have you got any you'd like to add to the submission?
Yeah, look, it's actually one that Nicole suggested to me, but I forgot about it, and it's actually really good, though.
Yeah.
It's Milo cereal.
Yeah.
I do
now,
like
I agree.
That.
I feel like we need to actually, like, explain what it is, because lots of people don't have Milo around the world, right?
That's
like,
true.
Milo is very New Zealand,
it's a very
it?
New Zealand cereal.
And maybe they have
it Australia?
Australia
I think it's
as
Australian
well.
Too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Australasian.
Australasian.
Well, how would you...
Oceania.
It's malt, right? Chocolate malt.
Chocolate malt. Yeah.
I don't know what malt is.
Well, you know how dogs malt the hair?
No. Spelt differently,
Chocolate
Harry.
Labrador fur is what it is.
I believe that's what it is. You're eating just dog fur.
That's
so
yuck.
Ground up into a powder.
No, it's like...
Is it from
it's a byproduct of chocolate. It's chocolate. It's a byproduct of it. And they turn
is
it into... I'm pretty sure.
I think
I don't know.
Nicole, could you research this for us? I appreciate that.
Please
so
Google chocolate malt so we know what we're... talking about?
I think it comes from a wheat grain, right?
Yeah, maybe
it
does.
Remember,
it
has,
those,
has that picture on it with the wheat grain on it?
Yeah, possibly.
And I think the Milo, like the flavor side,
they add chocolate to it.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, but you're right. I think you're right.
It's actually a drink. It's a hot drink.
Yeah, it's a hot drink.
So Milo is.
Made it into a cereal.
Yeah, like across
it's great.
Overseas, you would have hot chocolate.
Yeah,
we have Milo.
That's right. It's a great.
It's like a cereal hot chocolate.
It's a great cereal. What are there any others that you'd like to throw into the mix? Because we're running out of time. We're gonna have to.
I don't like it, but I feel if other people were here right now, they'd say Nutri-Grain.
Yeah, I'd say.
I'm not a big fan of it.
Nutri-Grain should be on the list, but I do think it's overrated.
So overrated.
I think it's overrated.
There was once upon a time they actually did Nutri-Grain was half chocolate, half Nutri-Grain. Remember that?
Ooh, I don't remember
that. Yeah. And they did like Nutri-Grain muesli bars too. I don't think they were that great.
They tried to branch out.
They also had like a drink, like a Nutri-Grain drink, and I didn't like
that's
that.
Weird.
I didn't like that.
What was it? It's like soaked Nutri-Grain in some milk for a while, they put Nutri-Grain out and there was like
I'd like to throw out one. Porridge. I think it needs to be talked about.
No.
I think we need to think about it.
So incredibly Scottish. What? It's just so
It's a very Scottish thing, porridge.
Porridge with a bit of raspberries and a little bit of sugar.
Ooh.
Thank
My
you very much.
My boys have porridge in the every morning.
I love porridge.
So
okay,
Steph,
like it's not bad. I said yuck. I gave it a bad rep. But like
you
if you're talking about Milo cereal versus porridge and
Milo cereal.
Yeah, Milo cereal.
Porridge is better for you. Porridge is
a
better everyday breakfast. But if we're talking best cereals for a treat,
we've really not got much time left. So is there any other late submissions before
muesli.
We rank them? Okay.
Yeah, no.
I love muesli.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I love muesli.
No.
Yeah, I'm actually with
muesli and yogurt.
It has to be a fruit type, like an apricot, like
a berry muesli with yogurt.
Berry muesli, yeah.
That's a high five right there.
That's a 30-year-old breakfast right there.
Yeah, you guys sound like you are old, like your teeth are falling out, like your hair's going grey. Okay, any other late submissions?
Does waffles count?
No, it's not a cereal, bro.
Yeah, you could put in a box.
But maybe Milo Chex is like a mix between Milo cereal and waffles.
Chex was weird. It made me feel like I was eating chips.
Yeah, that is
a bit weird,
It just was strange. So, okay, that's the bell. So we now have to rank them because we can't talk about what we've learned because we don't know yet because we haven't ranked them.
We don't know what we've learned.
So, we're going to start with in third place.
Oh, third place.
Oh, that's hard.
Third place.
I'd say Cocoa Pops.
No. Not even
Cocoa
there.
Cocoa Pops
even...
lives at third place.
Yeah, Cocoa Pops.
Okay, let's talk about our top five.
Yeah.
And then from there, we'll go 1, 2, 3.
All right, great.
So, top five. We're saying Cocoa Pops are in there?
Yep. Crunchy Nut. Milo
no!
cereal.
No! Take Crunchy Nut out. Me and Harry both said no. We vetoed
it. Okay, Milo cereal's in there.
Yes.
Honey Puffs.
Honey Puffs is not in there.
What is it?
Honey Puffs is not in there. Wheatbix has to be in there?
No.
Is it a cereal?
I don't like
it. I feel like it's its own genre.
Wheatbix is just...
It's its own genre.
It's
what,
a
of
biscuit.
Breakfast?
Biscuit.
Oh.
Wheat biscuit.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that. Whatever. This is very odd. So, Cocoa Pops... Something else? What do we say?
Milo cereal.
What else are we putting in the top three? Top five.
Well, I don't know if we're going to make a top five because none of us can agree.
I think muesli has to be in. Fruit Loops has to be in.
No,
because both Johnny
muesli.
And I...
I'm not
we're
saying
We're not muesli. Saying Fruit Loops.
And there it is. That's why we keep talking about burps, because you keep burping.
Johnny keeps burping, guys.
That is weird. I vomited a little bit of my mouth.
Oh, yuck! There are literally children listening to this kid's podcast.
And that is the only part that they would have listened to. That part right there, that me vomiting in my mouth. The parents have turned it off by now, but the kids still want to listen
okay,
to it.
Okay, so Fruit Loops is in the top five. Has to be, can't argue.
Okay, if you get Fruit Loops, we get...
Muesli.
Muesli.
You don't get Muesli. Nobody listening to this thinks Muesli is in the top three.
Yep.
See, thank you, only Caitlin, one. Producer Caitlin.
Producer Caitlin, and she's like Harry, an old woman
it's a
in a
team
young person's
exercise.
Body. She doesn't count.
Harry, it's a team exercise. You're going to have to work
no,
as a team.
No, I want Nicole back. That's what I want.
Nicole likes Muesli.
Nicole, you wouldn't put it in your top three, would you? No, I'm getting a hard no.
We're doing top five. Top five.
Yeah, and I'm then we're going to rank top three.
You're changing your
number
mind.
Number one is Milo cereal. Number two
no,
is
you
Cocoa Puffs.
Wait.
Number three
no, no,
is
no.
Honey Puffs.
We're not doing Honey Puffs!
You're going to make me lose my mind at least.
Okay. And number one, because this has gone for so long.
Milo's put months and bugs in it as well.
It's the longest podcast we've ever done.
I'm so sorry. Okay. We've got to bring this to a close. So, okay, in first place.
Yes.
First
Cocoa
place.
Pop. No, Milo cereal.
Milo cereal, we all agree.
Milo cereal. Okay.
Amen.
We're going to give it number one. Number two.
Cocoa
let
Pops.
It be.
Fruity Bix.
No. You don't get Fruity Bix. If you're not going to take Wheat Bix, you don't get Fruity Bix.
If only you could see Johnny's face of disappointment at Harry's no. It was really enjoyable.
So number one, we're going.
Enjoyable.
Cocoa Pops.
No.
Milo cereal!
Number one.
Why are you asking to ask me?
I'm sorry, we're going to do some serious editing.
Number one. No, we don't. Just let it run. number one.
Milo cereal.
Milo cereal.
Cocoa Pops.
And Nutri-Grain.
No!
Yes! Just for that.
Just for
Nicole's reaction.
Okay, well, there you go. There's our official, very controversial top three Arise Kids cereals.
Third equal with Muesli.
No, not third equal with Muesli. Thank you so much for joining us. If you think that we are wrong, which I know many of you will, send us an email, kids@arisechurch.com, and we can debate it and maybe later in season two and figure out what you think the best cereals are. Hey, thanks for joining us for the Backstage Banter podcast. We do appreciate listening.
Yeah.
If you did enjoy this, even though it went for half of your life, feel free to go back and listen to the first episode.
Sultana Brand!
No!
I love Sultana Brand! So good! They're all coming back to me now!
No. Alright, no more. If you want to know more about Arise Kids, listen to this guy. See you later.
Sultana Brand's good, guys.
No, you can't say Sultana Brand.
What was that?
That was a good show. That was a good one.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing. Ha ha ha.